I haven't told her about Bush. And I told her about Bush. I haven't told her about Martin.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. Oh, Martin. Oh, my dear.
Speedy Martin.
Got to see him to believe now.
He didn't know any of the boys by name. He called them Dim Boys. Dim Boys.
Yeah, Dim Boys.
And we ain't got no more. We ain't got no more. Whatever they ask him for, we ain't got no more. So one day he was just absent-minded. He knew me. And he knew the treasurer, because the treasurer wrote a check. But otherwise, them boys. And Miss Gear. I don't know what makes Negroes say Miss. They never say Mrs. Miss Gear. So I passed by Martin out there in the dining room. I said, Martin, bring the vacuum cleaner. We ain't got no more. I said, Martin, we ain't got no more vacuum cleaner. He said, oh, that you, Miss Gear? I thought them boys want something. He just didn't, he's a Baptist preacher. He's just going along singing, you know, and he just didn't want to be bothered with the boys. Because he'd get up there and preach him a sermon about drinking, if he found any whiskey in the rooms or anything. But he was chasing every nigga he could find in Atlanta, but he's still a Baptist preacher.
Every nigga girl.
As my husband said once, he says, you know, I don't know which I'd rather be, a nigga Baptist preacher or a bull. He just couldn't decide. Which he'd rather be.
Tell Gerald the name, your cook's name. At
Emory. Oh, thank you, darling. You didn't have to do that. Lurina.
No,
that was it at University of Ophelia.
Ophelia was the cook's name. I don't know why, but that just struck me so funny. The cook's name was Ophelia.
She was a crackerjack cook and a real good person.
She was, I like her.
She really was. Ed Wilkin never ate a meal in that house that he didn't go by there and tell Ophelia and Lily, I enjoyed my meal, I enjoyed this. And they thought cash of it. Now you better believe when Ed wanted something, he got it. But he was just real polite and nice to my help.
Ophelia the cook.
And he was good to the pledges. He never aggravated the pledges. But he was real big. And if Ed had a drink on his shirt, the boys better let him alone, because he's much of a man. He'd fight you like a wildcat. But he was always real kind. But the one time he told them he's had this horrible business of sleeping in the morning, couldn't wake up. And so he was going to study all night for a test. So he got the pledges, he had in five. He says, first time I've ever told y'all to do anything, but you better do it. Come over here and you be sure you wake me up that I'm on my feet. I've got a test at such and such a time. Say 8 o'clock, 9, whatever. Boy, they were over there. They were waking Ed up. He got up and he fell back in the bed. They got him up again. They said, you told us to do this. Yep, that's right, you do it. He said, I tell y'all, let's go on into the shower. They took him in the shower. He said, all right, y'all can go now, I'm okay. They left him. If he didn't go back buck naked and wet and crawl in the bed and go back to sleep and missed his old test.
You're kidding.
Old exam, he sure did. And along about that time, Ed decided that he needed some discipline. So, we jumped over. He did graduate. He was in law school when he decided he needed some discipline. He'd been there a year, and he and old Charlie Redd, you remember Charlie Redd?
Yeah.
Great big old boy. Were gambling and womanizing around and having time of the life, you know. They roomed together. Ed decided that he never would sit. He'd take those law exams and come back and tell me, he said, I don't even remember. If I had practiced law right now, I made an A on that thing and I don't even remember what it was all about. Sit up two or three nights on decks and take the exam, then forget all about it, you know. Blanked out. He said, I need a little discipline. So he joined the Marines. I said, Ed, of all things, you killed somebody. You have to toe the line in the Marines. That's a tough branch. I know it. That's what I need, Mother Gill. That's what I need. So, first time Ed came back after he'd been in the Marines, he had a furlough or got through with his basic training or something. I said, Ed, how'd you get along with sergeants ordering you around? He said, well, I'll tell you how I did it. He said, that low down, uneducated, piece of nothing would stand there and order me around. And the way I stood it was, I stood there and thought of all different ways I was going to kill him when I got out of the service. He said, I'd cut him up, I'd shoot him, I'd choke him.
This is Ed Wilkin.
This is Ed Wilkin. All different ways that I was going to kill him if I ever got out of the service and came back. But he did finally finish law school. And now, of course, he's doing very well in Auburn, Georgia, quite well. In fact, he was in George Busby's office, Elva. Crazy about George Busby.